All right, we're back live now with St. Mary's High School softball coach, Colleen Newbury. That's right, St. Mary's High School coach. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. Last time we talked, you were at Danvers High School, and I must congratulate you on taking your great, fantastic program from one town and then going over across town back to Lynn. So congratulations. And I got to ask you, how does that feel, being able to establish two such great programs?
You caught me off guard with that one. It just so happens that the kids are talented and they work well together. They just seem to gel and make it work.
I wasn't trying to catch you off guard, Colleen, because I respect so much the work you've done in the Northeastern Conference and, you know, when you were at Danvers High School. But the transition for you, you know, working with a small town school and then going over to St. Mary's where you have kids coming from all different towns and cities and so on. And I know that you're familiar with that, but what is it, how does your coaching style fit into that? How do you adapt to that in taking all these kids from different communities and then, you know, getting them to work for one cause?
Mainly just establishing good communication on the field. You know, always starts with defense and, you know, figuring out who's the best defensive nine we can put on the field at the same time and collectively communicate together. And that has been the way I've done it my whole career and in Danvers and at St. Mary's. So, and that just, you know, seems to help us win every year because if you can't get the pitcher off the field, you can't hit. So,
okay. All right. Before Tim checks in here, are you guys 15-1 or 16-1?
Currently 16-1.
That's what I thought. All right. Yeah, the Globe's got it off here. Okay, so it's a horse race between St. Mary's and Triton for the power rankings, and you guys, your team is up there at number one at the moment over Triton. Terrific North Shore teams, St. Mary's, Triton, Bishop Fenwick, Newburyport, Gloucester, tremendous competition.
Yes.
And I want to ask you about the expectations for your team coming into this season.
You know, the expectation's always high. I think it's high generally from the other teams at school that do really well, and I think the girls kind of jump on their wagon and they want to do well too because they see the recognition that they get, so they feel like they want to try to keep pace.
Mm-hmm.
We lost three big seniors last year coming into this season, so I think it was kind of like, how is this year going to go for us? And honestly, the now seniors have done a tremendous job just being good leaders, both in school and out of school, and, you know, really rallied the team to be where we're at right now.
Okay, Tim?
All right, Coach, congratulations on a great season.
Thank you.
Was there any trepidation about making the move from Danvers to St. Mary's when you first took the job?
Well, there was back when I went to Danvers, when I was at St. Mary's before I went to Danvers. That was kind of tough. And then I honestly didn't plan on coaching again when I left Danvers. I planned on watching my daughter, who's now in sixth grade playing, just planned on doing that. And then St. Mary's didn't have a coach going into the first week of March last season. So, of course, going back to teach there, the kids would constantly come in my room and stare at me like, we don't have a coach. And I thought, well, I'm not free, so pick somebody else. I don't want to say I was kind of bullied into it by the kids, but maybe a little bit, you know. And then I...
Did they make you feel guilty, like, you know, you're just standing up here teaching when you could be coaching us?
Pretty much. That's pretty much what it is. So, you know, I didn't leave Danvers to go back to St. Mary's. I basically left Danvers to hopefully be done with coaching, and then it so rolled in that Coach Frank Pagluca could not coach the team last season, and it was a late decision, and then it just sort of happened. We had the family discussion, okay, can we do one more year? And okay, and now I'm doing another year. So,
did you find kids in the back of the room kind of like coughing and in between the cough going, softball?
Yeah, it was more like that before and after school too, with the entourage that would walk by or come in. Or I actually had someone pretending to turn a double play outside my door one day. That was kind of crazy. That's real. Yeah, I mean, it all worked out. I know I love coaching. You know, the time commitment is what it is, and it's hard now to not always watch my daughter play, but It's okay.
You know, go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry.
St. Mary's over, you know, the last decade plus has had so much success across the board in sports. They're averaging a state title a year.
Yep.
One sport or another. How does it feel going back to St. Mary's to be part of that again?
It's pretty great. It's really fun because the kids love cheering each other on, and everyone, teachers alike, go to the games and, you know, support all the teams, and it's really fun. It's a really fun atmosphere.
And I predict that you're going to find a balance with your daughter and coaching at St. Mary's. It's all going to work out. I can pretty much see that in the crystal ball here.
Thank you.
I mean that sincerely. Tim and I have been around for many, many years coaching and teaching and talking to you people, you wonderful coaches around in the North Shore. And, you know, you put the kids first, and that is what is so important. And family notwithstanding, they understand. But when you got ball players in the family, it's going to be fine. I got to ask you about multi-sport athletes, because I see a couple of these on the roster. I know Coach Pagliuca coached a couple of them in hockey and so on. So tell me about some of your multi-sport athletes who are contributing this year.
Well, we have Angie Catino over at first base. She was the hockey goalie this past season, and they had a tremendous year. And who better to have at first base than your hockey goalie? I mean, it's pretty great. So she's a captain. She's doing a great job for us. Brooke Maloney, who played basketball for Jeff Newhall, is out in center field and also a captain as a sophomore, and she is a tremendous leader, a gifted athlete, speedy, all of it. It's good. It's great. You know, we also have some volleyball kids, some field hockey kids. We've got so many multi-sport athletes to play. It's great. I love that they play another sport, and we go and support them, of course, when they are playing their other sports too. So it's really kind of a fun, you know, hate to quote the family atmosphere, but it really is.
You know, it's one of the advantages sometimes, Colin, of a smaller school, where kids tend to be multi-sport athletes, and so they're in condition year round. They tend not to get hurt as often as kids who play just one sport and stress one set of body muscles. And because they're shifting from sport to sport throughout the school year, I think that helps them maintain a focus, because they finish one and the mindset has to shift a little bit to the next sport, because your mindset is different, the strategies are different. So there's a lot more thinking going on, and your mind is able to diversify and adapt to different situations that much quicker.
You know what? You're right. My pitcher, I'm thinking about this, my pitcher, Anna Fringuelli, tremendous athlete, gifted cross-country runner. She did the high jump this winter, and, you know, now she's pitching, right? So, like, talk about three different facets of a sport, you know, from cross-country to high jumping to pitching. It does diversify them quite a bit, and, it also gives them great different groups of friends, which makes a difference, too. So you're constantly with the same group all the time, which is also, a nice thing.
I was just going to ask you about Anna. You guys, your team won the Catholic Central Championship the other day with Anna on the mound. Tell me a little bit about that game and what it meant to you and them.
Honestly, it probably meant the world to Anna. She's worked so hard. I mean, you know, she sat behind Lily Newhall, who was a tremendous athlete and pitcher for St. Mary's for a long time, and then went off to St. A's this year. And, you know, she just kind of sat, always did her work behind, you know, always did her work. And then now this year, you know, she's the main pitcher. And, you know, she struck out 15 in that game, which was a personal best by far for her. And it was just a tremendous game. She had great control, great spot of a drop curve that day. And it was really a great performance by her. And, it's easy when the defense only has to make six plays. So.
True. You with us? There you go.
At the same time, you have a dominant pitcher like that. That's a real mental test for the for the kids behind her because, you know, she's such a dominant pitcher. And it could be real easy just to roll back on those heels and not be set for a ground ball and a play to be made. But it's obviously credited to the kids and to you to keep them focused, to keep them up on the balls of their feet, anticipating, as my mentor told me decades ago, what am I going to do if the balls hit to me? That's what you're always thinking.
Right,
in your
want the ball.
You're constantly looking around the field. Okay, what's the play? How many on? How many out? What do I do if the balls hit to me? What do I do if the balls hit to somebody else? And all that's constantly playing through your mind over and over again, every pitch.
Yeah, that's called hours of practice. and it's funny. We left the field, and we do defense first, and we do defense last, and we hit the middle, you know. So that's how that goes every day. To keep them ready, you know, give them game situations, live time, you know, game-winning runs at second, what do? You know, that kind of stuff. So we do try to keep it as fresh as we can. I mean, Anna does average 8 strikeouts a game, so that does make it a little bit easier, but we've got to make the routine play when it comes. So
Colleen, you've had some very close games, and I want to ask you in particular about Bishop Feehan, because they sort of took you to the woodshed there in the first game, and then you came back and squeezed it out 2-1 in the second. So tell me about that rivalry and what it means to the season, because you also had a very close game with Bishop Feehan.
Over the course of time, I've learned since coming back to St. Mary's, that's been a little bit of a rival game, mm-hmm. where they'll beat us and we don't ever get to beat them again. So this year we ended up playing them twice again like we did last year. And the first time when they came to us, it just, oh boy, was not our day. Too many walks, too many errors. It just wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
And good for the kids. Like, they were excited to go try again, right? Like, let's go. We have to go there, which, it's a solid hour and half a bus ride or whatever down there. But, they get off the bus, they warmed up, they seemed confident, ready to go, and Anna pitched really unbelievable that day for us, and the defense was tremendous, and what a difference a game can make,
What about Fenwick? You had two close games with Fenwick too.
Yeah, same thing, their pitcher, tremendous. Gigi's a great pitcher and spots the ball up, down, in and out, all that, and you've got to play defense and then, get a timely hit if you can.
Yeah, that's important. Tim?
As you're looking to finish out the season, what are your messages to the kids on a daily basis to keep them focused to end as strong as they can? And tournament time is coming and there's still a season to play.
Right. Basically, the message is eat well and get some sleep. That's pretty much where we're at. And again, we end practice the same way every time. We end on the defensive note. And, all right, this is what we got tomorrow, and, let's go get them and start the day. But honestly, it's a lot of eat well and sleep, especially with graduation coming, right? The focus is a little different. We got our senior game tomorrow night. So, it's a fun time of year, but it can also, mess with the focus a little. So,
yeah, that's a delicate balance. And before we talk about the Gloucester game, because I know that you are very familiar with Gloucester, you and have had some rivalries over the year. Please tell me a little bit more about some of your players.
Yeah, so the seniors are Riley Zukas in right field, and Anna Fringuelli on the mound, and Angie Catino at first. All three are tremendous, gifted players. Riley Zukas plays right field for her arm. You would never know it by looking at her, but solid in right field. Ashanti Pardilla is at third. She's the rock of that infield. She's the talking one from the dugout, from the field, to everyone, making sure everyone knows what's happening. Michaela Walker's at second as a junior, and just so happens to play with all the Gloucester girls in the summer, so that's always fun. Eliza Crean Oviedo is an eighth grader. She's starting for us at short lately. She's doing a great job. And Lori Serial is out in left field, and it's only her third year playing softball. She's a tremendous, tremendous athlete. She actually went to the Nationals and shot put over the winter.
Wow.
She's done great. And don't let me forget Miss Roma Braid back behind home plate. is her third year back there as a sophomore, and she's one of the best around doing her job. She's amazing.